This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostrapa. The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra begins its 2014-2015 season a week from Saturday, September 13th at the Long Center. LSO Music Director and Conductor Nick Palmer and the LSO Executive Director Sarah Mummy are in the studio to talk about the LSO, talk about the new season and all the other activities that the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra put on throughout the year. Great to have you all here.
Thank you, Greg.
Great to be here.
Let's start by talking about some of the educational aspects. I know, Sarah, there was something very exciting this summer, a little orchestra for young people.
That was a new program that we've added to our educational lineup, a Young Readers Ensemble Camp. It was just a few days long. We've had requests from parents to make it a full week next year, so we're looking at that as we head into the new year. Overall, our education programming is something that we're very proud of. Everything from in-school violin instruction to hands-on performances in libraries. We have a Suzuki strings class that meets monthly. As we've just wrapped up our past season, we presented 71 educational programs in 12 Indiana counties to over 4,400 students. So that's something we're really proud of and working every year to expand that to reach more counties and more students every year.
You've also got the lollipop concert over the course of the year, and you have kids coming in from various schools.
That's right. That's something we've expanded as well. Originally was just for fourth grade students throughout our region and has been going on for probably 40 plus years. We've had an annual lollipop, our young audience member concert. And yeah, we bring in fourth and fifth grade students now for a couple of reasons, hoping to increase attendance as field trips are a little harder for schools to make happen. And also we're looking to create some continuity so the kids can come and see us in fourth grade. They can come back and see us again in fifth grade to kind of drive home the message of the symphony and the excitement that live music can bring. And hopefully then that helps feed them into school music programs as they head into middle school.
It seems to me that to capture the classical music listeners of the future, you really have to get them young, because by a certain point, if they're not aware of this whole musical tradition, it's hard to make them aware of it.
And hopefully these programs are presenting classical music and playing instruments in a way that's really fun and exciting for the kids. So they know that classical music's out there, they're familiar with what it is, but they know that it's fun to participate in as well.
Right. Now, education's not all you do. Obviously, there's a series of concerts at the Long Center that you do every year. Let's talk about this upcoming season, Nick. It begins a week from Saturday, as we said. With whom? With what?
Well, we've got a really exciting concert to start off the season, Greg, because what we're doing is combining drama with music, and the two are, of course, very mutually compatible. In this case, we are focusing primarily on the story of Romeo and Juliet, and we are going to be performing excerpts from the ballet by Prokofiev of Romeo and Juliet, with the Purdue Theater Company being involved as well, doing dramatic readings. And Amy Budd, who's working with us on that, has a group of students that are going to be doing excerpts from Romeo and Juliet that correspond to the different movements of the Prokofiev ballet that will be performed. We also are performing the modern version of the story in the Symphonic Dances of West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, and Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. So there's a variety of classical, contemporary, popular, and also more traditional romantic music in the Tchaikovsky. We're also going to expand it even more by having the Don Giovanni Overture of Mozart, which was something from the kind of the height of the classical period. Of course, another dramatic story in that. So I think it's a really great way to open the season, and it really feeds into what we're trying to do with our concerts, which is to provide not only opportunities for collaboration with other groups in the community, but ways to present classical music that's fresh and new, in order to not only make our longtime subscribers happy in terms of the repertory we're playing, but also to bring in some new listeners.
Bringing in other organizations obviously brings in people that are affiliated with those organizations, but it also has kind of become, in a lot of concerts, a multimedia experience. And it seems that today that is much more attractive to people than it may have been 20, 30 years ago.
I think that's true. I think it's a combination of the actual repertory that we do. It's also, as you say, a multimedia event, or again, collaborating with different groups and having different synergies with other types of performing organizations. Can be video, it can be acting, dance, whatever. And I think that that really increases the overall enhancement of the concert experience. We also do things like, events before and after the concert. I like to speak to the audience during the concert in a casual way to make them feel comfortable with what they're going to hear, to also, if it enhances their experience, great. That's the hope.
So you've got this concert coming up a week from Saturday. Let's touch on some of the other concerts going on this season. There's another collaboration with Kentucky Opera.
Yes, we're going to be doing a concert version of La Traviata by Verdi, which is a real classic love story. And it was also the inspiration for the movie Moulin Rouge with Nicole Kidman. So there's a story that has kind of retained its poignancy over 100, 200 years almost. The singers that we have used through the Kentucky Opera are all rising stars in the opera world. Those who participated with us in Carmen a few years ago are already having major careers. It's an opportunity for people to hear young, talented, ambitious singers who are really going to bring something special to the concert experience. Thomas Pandolfi will be coming in November for a concert that's devoted to music associated with James Bond and or movies of intrigue, movies and television, I guess, of intrigue. We've got some newly commissioned works for that concert. Also, Tom will be performing the James Bond piano concerto, which has themes from every single James Bond movie with the exception of the most recent one. So it's an opportunity for people to hear an awful lot of music from Bond movies.
And then let's touch on the rest of the season while we're here. You've got the Holiday Pops and the Lollipop Concert, the Keller Concert, and then this concert of Latin music as well.
Yeah. The Holiday Concert is going to feature a really terrific tenor named Tim King, who is from Indiana, lives in Indiana now, and has sung with symphonies all over the country, has a real gift for connecting with audiences. We also have the West Lafayette High School Chorus will be participating with us as well. And it'll be a concert in celebration of the season. And we're excited to have the special guests that we have for that concert. And it's something that really always gets people into the mood of the season. And we present a variety of different types of music to celebrate the different holidays in December. Then the next one is our concert for young people, which we present. And we are going to be featuring music that we did several years ago, Picardy Penguin. It's by Lucas Richman, and it is kind of an interactive video with interacts with both the audience, the musicians, and the conductor, so all three. And audience members get to come up on stage and participate, and it's really fun and a great way to introduce not only the instruments but also different elements of music to the young people that are going to be attending. So we will be doing our school concerts, and then we also do an evening concert. The Keller is our next concert on March 7th. And we have a variety of really, really great mainstream classical music. The hook in this concert is that we are featuring three really talented young performers.
Those students are the winners of the 40th annual Keller Concerto competition. We hold auditions every year in June for students age 22 and under. This year, our three winners are, there's a 17-year-old and two 18-year-olds who will be performing live with the orchestra. So the winners of that competition then go on to perform live on stage with the orchestra. I'm always amazed by the high quality of the student musicians we have in our community. Very impressive bunch.
Right. And the Keller Concert again, March 7th, and then a couple more concerts this season, a Latin concert, and then Rachel Barton Pine is back.
That's right. Our Latin concert has a very special guest soloist, would be Greg Castrava, our very own Greg of WBAA. And Greg will be performing Nights in the Gardens of Spain, which is a fabulous, programmatic, very visual work, I think. Along with that, we have guest conductor Jesus Medina, who's the music director of the UANL Orchestra in Monterrey, Mexico. He's a wonderful conductor, and we always enjoy having really great guest conductors. And the guest conductors that we've had recently have been terrific. Last year, Wes Kenny did an absolutely spectacular job with the orchestra. And I know Maestro Medina will do the same. It's an opportunity for our orchestra to work with some new people who have a different take on the whole conducting and or a preparation and concert experience. So that's great for our musicians and really great for our audience to see different people on the podium. He'll also be doing music of Moncayo, and so the two first works on the program are Latin, and then ending with the Prokofiev Seventh Symphony, which the symphony's never performed. So we're very excited about doing something new. And then our final concert, which we're very excited about in May, is going to be featuring Rachel Barton Pine, but it's a completely different type of concert than the one she participated with us in a couple of years ago. It's called Shredding with the Symphony, and it will feature heavy metal music arranged for orchestra that Rachel has arranged herself, side by side with real classic orchestral music, both symphonic pieces and concerti. So there will be things like the finale from Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony and the Fidelio Overture of Beethoven and the Sibelius Violin Concerto. But then we have music of heavy metal from Led Zeppelin to Metallica and a lot of other things thrown in, which have connections with these classical works. And Rachel will bring these connections to life. So for people who like classical music or heavy metal, you'll both be very, very enthralled with what we have for you in that concert.
Okay. And so that wraps up the season for this year, but it would be remiss for me to not mention that WBAA will begin broadcasting Lafayette Symphony Orchestra concerts of the past few years on a monthly basis. We've done this before, certainly, but I don't know that we've done it in such a consistent manner that the third Sunday of every month, you're going to be hearing LSO broadcasts.
We're very excited about that.
Yeah, and we are as well, because the orchestra is sounding great, sounding better than ever, and we just continue in this community to have such a wonderful orchestra, as such a terrific resource for us. Anything that I missed that you guys want to touch on in terms of the LSO?
We talked a little bit about things that we're doing to broaden our audience and to bring new audiences in. Talked about how we're adjusting our programming, how we're playing with the format of our programming to sort of cater to a wide variety of audience members in each of our concerts. But in addition, we're also trying to get out into the community more to meet our community friends where they live and play, rather than expecting them to come to us all the time. And hopefully we'll have some really exciting movements along those lines this season. I can't give you any specific details. We don't have it all nailed down yet, but I would just encourage people to keep an eye out for something very unique coming from the LSO soon. And then also we're heading into our second year of the Prelude Project, which is our young patrons initiative that was started a year ago. It's a paid membership for basically young professionals ages 21 to 49 who want to get engaged with the symphony. And our goal with them is to create long-lasting, meaningful relationships with the orchestra so that we're building our audience of tomorrow, basically. We've had great success with the organization. They have really cool events throughout the year, some before concert, after concert, wine tastings. They'll be doing a Moulin Rouge viewing party the week of La Traviata. So they'll see the movie. They'll get to interact behind the scenes with the orchestra and with our guest artists. So some really unique, engaging opportunities for young people in our community to get to know what the symphony is all about.
Right. So it's not just you play a concert and they come. The symphony orchestra has really come a long way in the past 15 years in that respect.
Absolutely. I think that the orchestra industry as a whole has shown a lot of growth and is being required, really, to show some innovation and to stretch our legs a little bit and be creative with how we're presenting ourselves and how we're reaching out to the community.
Sarah Mummy, Executive Director of the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra, Nick Palmer, LSO Music Director and Conductor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A calendar of events in our community is available at our website. That's WBAA.org. You can hear a longer form version of this interview at our website, WBAA.org, for the WBAA Art Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostraba.